Bro five.
Now, some people got problem with bros. You know that?
Bros.
Mm.
B-R-O's.
Brocasts aren't drama enough. The bro vibe is... it's not the same.
Not enough, anger.
Yeah.
Do we
agree too much?
I was just about to say, do we agree too much?
There are things we disagree on.
Like?
Like.
Like.
Maybe they kind of got a point.
Man.
I mean, people say that on Sardonicast too. When Ralph left, they were like, you guys agree too much, man.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's not even true. People just say stuff. Like, we did, like, two or three episodes in a row where we, like, recommended silly, dumb movies that were just, like, breezy and a talking cat or whatever.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, they never talk about good movies anymore. So, bro.
Yeah, you're kind of looking for stuff now.
Yeah. But good afternoon, bro afternoon, bro morning, bro evening, or bright. The awesome Netflix film by... defamed Max Landis. He mentioned me on the Kinda Funny podcast.
That's your claim to fame.
That's my claim to fame. Yeah, welcome to Brocast 5, I guess. I'm your host.
4? 5?
5. I think we just did 4.
6?
I don't know. I'm a couple beers in. It's like 10 p.m. We've just recorded one. I mean, no, we didn't just record one.
This is a whole new week.
It's a whole new week. It's a whole new moment.
Yeah, we just can't. We lost for 1 week the ability to read comments.
So
no.
Sometimes I wonder if, like, when you record ahead, there's obviously like a week you haven't anticipated that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
So like, what if something just nuts?
Yeah.
And then like they press play, thinking like, when are they gonna talk about that thing?
Yeah.
No, we don't know about that thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It could be Fallout right now, for all we know.
Yeah.
Like, straight up.
We could be ghouls.
We could be ghouls by now. Before we get too deep into the show, let me shout out the Jar Media patrons over at the Jar Media Patreon. They make the audio version of the show possible over on that Spotify, over on that SoundCloud, or wherever you listen. But that's not all. If you're a Dibby tier or above, you get those patron names read out by yours truly. And yours truly.
And my truly.
On the first or second week of each month, that won't be this week, it'll probably be next episode, as of listening. Big thank you to all of those lovelies. Now, bro, there's no time for housekeeping this week, there's none.
Too busy.
Way too busy. You know what I'm saying?
We're so busy.
The cleaning, the housekeeping, they've been on top of it, you know?
Yeah.
The cleaning is squeaky.
We had a maid this week.
Squeaky. Do you ever do that on your teeth? I can't do it right now. There you go, you're doing it. But bro, I got some stuff here, man. I've been excited to share this with somebody, share my special interest with somebody. It's a little bit disturbing. And there's a little bit, I've got a bit of context here I've got to give you, okay? I'm going to start with this, right? It might be confusing at first, but it's gonna make sense the more context I give you, right? So, this is where we're starting, okay? Right.
Interesting start.
So this is gonna involve a lot of sound and me playing sounds out of the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
The mic should pick them up, but this is about sound, right? I'm about to play a sound an animal that lives today makes, okay? I want you to guess what it is.
Is this gonna freak me out?
It is going to freak you out. It freaked me out. And I can't stop thinking about it. It's why I got to mention this. Okay? So this is an animal that you know, that I know, that everyone should be scared of. And this is the sound it makes, okay? And this is important for the context of what I'm going to be bringing up. Okay, so that's the animal, right?
Is that its, like, voice?
that's it's yeah, it's opening its mouth, and that's what its vocal cords can make. So what do you think that is? Like,
it's gonna be some sort of bear, right?
It ain't a mammal.
Is it like a crocodile?
It's not a crocodile.
Can you?
How can I give you a clue without ruining it? It lives in Australia.
A huntsman spider.
Not an insect.
They're not insects. They're
sorry, arachnid. No arachnid. And it ain't no insect either.
A cassowary? Like a
yes.
bird? It is.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So keep that idea in your mind, right? Something that exists today can make that noise, right?
Yeah.
Let's go back quite a few million years.
Are you going to pull out like Jurassic Park, the velociraptor okay. vocal?
Kind of. Intelligent Echo 7049 can get this really going. Hello, Fart Munchers. Have either of you ever dipped into listening to speculated dinosaur sounds? Very different from what's shown in media, but really cool. Many theropods would have made bellows that were so deep that you could feel the vibration. It's similar to how crocodiles vibrate their throat. So, I found this video, which I hope is accurate. if this is like complete BS, let me know, or whatever. But this is a video from 2 years ago. It's nearly got 3 million views. With the context in the description. An ongoing study utilizing the most recent scientific data on dinosaur vocalizations. Sounds are produced by myself and digitally workshopped from modern, non-syrinx-based avian reptiles. Using skull and olfactory cavity proportions, one can attempt to recreate the flow of sound, frequency, and volume of each animal. Much study is required for each particular species, and often several phases are trashed due to general unlikelihood. The final results are based on acute representations of what sounds would be most comfortable and baseline for each animal. Video also includes two marine reptiles and a pterosaur, even though both are much more difficult to produce accurately. So there's a handful here of kind of speculated sounds. Not based on nothing. You know, there's some basis here.
Uh-huh.
I'm warning you now that the stuff this evokes is like, you think the T-Rex in Jurassic Park is scary? Nah. That's nothing.
Mm.
That's nothing. That's
too
Hollywood.
Grounded.
It's more like, I really like the sound design in like the Jurassic Park movies. They're
awesome.
They're awesome. What they came up with.
It's like five roars of different animals.
Yeah, yeah. They take like the roar of a lion. They take like pig noises. They take all this kind of stuff. Not necessarily accurate though. The size of the animals, for mm-hmm. you know, the biology of them. So we got a couple options here. We got, start with the classic velociraptor. Okay, let's go with the raptor.
This is gonna be creepy as hell.
So, velociraptors are not like how they're depicted in Jurassic Park.
They're much smaller.
They're much smaller. They were tiny. I'm pretty sure they used what they're called Deinonychus, which were more the size of what they're like are shown in Jurassic Park, but obviously would not be as effective, and Deinonychus doesn't roll off the tongue like velociraptor. So they're kind of combining ideas or whatever. That one is... I mean, it's not great. You wouldn't want to hear that necessarily.
But it's kind of funny.
A little bit funny. But there's funnier. I think it's the Utahraptor. This one...
Utah?
Yeah. Like Utah, it's spelled U-T-A-H Raptor.
Utah.
Bigger.
Yeah.
So these are much bigger. Yeah, maybe this was what I was getting mixed up with Deinonychus. They're like, they more have the size where they could probably look you in the eye type size.
Dude, so. Something about them having feathers makes them way
much scarier.
Really freaky and unnerving.
Mm-hmm. So again, that one, this ain't even scratching the surface of fear, bro. This ain't nothing, because this is the humorous one, right? It's called Dryptosaurus, right? Nice. I might be saying that wrong, but listen.
Jesus Christ.
Stop that, because that's freaking me out. that one I thought was kind of funnier when I like was listening to this morning.
Yeah, listening to that now.
Imagining like in the dead of night.
Yeah, that's because it's nighttime now.
Yeah, yeah.
I was imagining like being in a forest and hearing that.
And so like each one of these is getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like the next size up.
See, there's a certain level of scary that I think like if I was in the movie Alien. Like, if that instance was happening to me, that would be like, find a gun, kill myself, because this is too scary. Yeah. Like, if I heard that in a dark forest by myself, and I had a gun, I think it would be like, I'm putting that shit in my mouth. Because that's fucking terrifying.
That is like, what is the point? Like,
yeah. This thing is a monster. Like a sci-fi monster.
And, that will just like, oh, you're a little snack. Yummy, yummy.
Yeah, I'm going to be eviscerated, I'd prefer to just like... obliterate myself things.
So when I was going through these, it wasn't until this one where I was like, oh. And this one is T-Rex, okay?
Okay.
So everyone has like a rough idea of how big those guys were, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen, this I'm warning you, man, this is scary. I might have to put in parentheses scary, because this is like the scariest thing I've ever heard.
That's the Freddy Fazbear laugh.
Wait for it, though. It's got layers. There's more, bro. Wait for it.
Alien.
But I can kind of see like the logic of like, no, there's, they would be able to produce like listen to the noises elephants make.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Animals
of
that, like whales and stuff like that, like,
well, and like lizardy bird things do have that kind of vibrato.
Yeah,
like...
yeah. Cause they are just like a big, I think I've got this big rib cage and like,
yeah, there's all that gooey.
Yeah, when it turns into like, it sounds like a nuke siren or something.
Yeah.
Imagine like standing on a hill. Like, oh, oof, horrible. Because you don't really think about the soundscape of what like,
yeah,
these old periods of what, because like, they'd be noisy, man.
Can you imagine just being like some...
A little rodent.
Little average sized animal.
Yeah, because that's like what humans were doing.
Like a monkey.
Yeah, they were little like rodent things.
Apes running around or whatever.
Right, so that's
were
that's
there apes back then?
That I'm pretty sure what we evolved from were like little rodent-y type creatures. Small things. Mm-hmm. Triceratops.
Okay.
I don't remember this one being scary, but...
They're like the most common dinosaur of all time. Right?
That was just kind of cool.
Yeah,
I kind of like that one.
If you put it in the context again, like in the dark. And you don't know what is making that sound.
There's something inherently less scary about it being a herbivore, though. It doesn't want to eat you.
Knowing that it's not looking to eat you.
Yeah.
If it's going to fuck you up, it's going to be in, like, defense.
Yeah.
It's going to...
Four more. Elasmosaurus. This is water stuff now. Oh, the clicking.
It's the clicking that really gets me.
No. No, it's creeping me out too much.
I find whale calls scary. The way water like distorts sound is so eerie. Like we are not designed to hear that.
So that's the Elasmosaurus. Just showing Jim like this image with the scales, the bottom one there with the long neck. I don't know if they.
What does that eat?
I think they'd eat fish, and like things of a certain size. But they had sharp ass teeth. Mosasaurus though. That's another underwater. These are even scarier, right? Get this. Just Leviathan bullshit.
Yeah.
No. Oh. So they kind of look like crocodiles.
Oh, that is horrible.
Mega croc type things, but like with flippers. But bro, it ain't even there yet. They're scarier. This next one is what I consider the scariest one. The Quetzalcoatlus, if I said that right.
Okay.
So these are flying guys, pterosaurs.
Oh shit, okay.
I hadn't considered this, but this is like imagining these guys flying around making this noise. It's not right. Dude. And there would be hundreds of them.
That's just like, they like flock?
There would be countless of them in the skies.
Just like screeching. Oh my god.
Because like an eagle like call, that's like kind of cool. And I can't do it.
Yeah.
I used to be able to do a good impression of an eagle.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh man, nah. That brings me just... The imagery that like it conjures and like the primal fear it brings out of me.
Yeah, I understand like being into dinosaurs on that basis.
Really?
Yeah, because there's nothing like creepy stories,
uh-huh.
You know, where you can't help but keep finding out more and you just get more and more scared.
Yeah. Because that's part of what has drawn me to them and kept me drawn to them is imagining how frightening they would be.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Go into the Eden Project and seeing people, weird, like, it's not even animatronics, it's like puppetry. Like a puppet dinosaur.
It's like a suit.
And, like, the fight or flight response when I saw it, like, moving around. I genuinely can't think of anything scarier than coming face to face with one of these things.
Yeah.
And the fact they were like roaming the earth,
mm-hmm.
And they were like, they were on top, the apex species.
Yeah.
Nah, man. So there's one more. Spinosaurus. Okay. I don't remember this one being as scary. Nothing can beat that pterosaur bullshit.
That's, mm-hmm. That.
Pretty freaky, actually.
Why is it... Oh, man. Ooh. See, they were ones I always thought would chill. You know?
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of... in the last couple of years, actually, a lot of Spinosaurus discoveries made. They've, like, completely rearranged how they thought it looked. It's way more aquatic than they originally thought. Yeah. It actually looks a lot cooler now, like the way they think it looked compared to like
less,
in Jurassic Park 3 or
plumpy.
Much less plumpy. It looks more like something that you would see in the ocean or in water.
Oh, really?
See if I can
I guess I guess, like, evolutionarily, they would have been much closer to stuff that had been living in the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah, so they kind of would have more of that sort of shape.
Oh.
Yeah. Kind of scarier.
Yeah, that's much more terrifying.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they were, like...
aquatic. And they'd, that spine, I guess, would come out of the water like a shark fin.
Oh. So they swam, they didn't...
I'm pretty sure they were... I could be mixing it, because, like, this is... I've got, like, all this old knowledge of, like, reading stuff as a kid that's still in there.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, I was so obsessed with them. I remember, I had, like, a notebook and would, like, just copy word for word, like, the really? The bios and stuff. Yeah, so, like, it's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know how to deal with this video. If there's... Even if it's, like, 10% accurate, that's, like...
Yeah.
That's too much for me.
Yeah.
That creates a soundscape so... So terrifying. Like, that it's scary when you hear, like, the soundscape of the jungle at night, and it's, like, monkeys calling or whatever. That's got its own kind of...
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it just rings something in you where you're like, I'm not supposed to be in this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not built for this.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to be here. Like,
yeah, when you hear a sound and you don't know what is making that sound,
mm-hmm.
even if it's not that scary of a sound, it's
yeah,
made scarier.
Yeah, yeah, because I had this vivid memory of, like, going out for a dog walk by this river. And I timed it so it got dark. And I hear something splashing in the river. And it's, like, it's not Augie. Like, he's next to me. But I hear something splashing. But I can't see it. It's, like, yeah. it's logically, I know there's no animal to be scared of in the UK.
Like, it was probably... Yeah, the lack of knowledge.
It could have been a rabbit. It could have been, like, a deer.
Mm-hmm.
Probably was, but it's, like...
Because you don't know.
And it's in the dark. You're like, oh.
Yeah, you need to have your hackles up. Mm-hmm. You got to be ready.
So I wasn't really anticipating this being a scary one, but it's definitely gone that way.
Yeah.
This will be one where in the playlist where when it comes on and someone's, like, been asleep and they hear the... Nah, aim right. But also kind of sick.
Yeah. There is something really awesome about it. It's kind of like that fantasy of being in, like, a post-apocalypse,
mm-hmm.
but it's more like a pre-apocalypse. You know, just imagine existing in, like, a forest in the prehistoric ages for one night.
Yeah, that, like, imagine, like, a game or a bit of software or something, like a VR thing where you're just put... It would be too scary.
Yeah.
If it's like a POV perspective, you're, like, in a dense jungle somewhere. It's night, or the sun's just setting, and it's going down. There's light going down, and you're hearing these sounds.
Yeah.
Or you're, like, swimming underwater.
No, because, like, that shit's scary anyway.
Uh-huh.
You know, in modern times, let alone what fucking monstrosities were down there before.
When there's, like... Do you remember that shot in Finding Nemo? Where they're kind of, like, in the open ocean, and it's just, like, kind of faded blue as mm-hmm. the background, and a whale appears. Just kind of in the center of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, yeah, you're, like, you've fallen into water. It's, like, all gray, and then you hear the clicking. And then one of these guys is heading towards you. It's like sickening. Like, it gives you, like, a pit in your stomach. Makes you want to, like, vomit. So I'm glad I could frighten everyone listening. Because, man.
I think the only time, like, freakier to me than the dinosaur era was the pre-dinosaur era. The... when, like, trees were first coming up.
Mm.
The first... because, you know, I was in... it must have been, like, 2 years ago now. I went into Bristol Aquarium.
Mm.
And they had some sharks there. Some, like, little sharks. And there was a little info thing that was, like... sharks are, like, some of the oldest things ever on the planet. They pre-exist trees. Sharks pre-exist trees.
Really? And like crocs as well, I guess.
I think crocs came after.
Really? Like,
because fish and shit, they were, like, the OGs.
Isn't this true of, like, crabs as well? Like, crabs are, like, a evolution-perfected type creature, where, like, they just haven't really needed to change... that much.
Yeah, because they just, like, exist in the ocean. That's where all life started. So, like, anything that lives in the ocean predates even, like, plants.
That's what's awesome about whales. Like, they came out and they were like, you know what? Nah, I'm going back in.
Yeah. Yeah, what, like, a legend move.
Just one freak mutated and was like, nah, fuck this.
Yeah, fuck this.
This shit too scary. I'm going back.
I'm a make my own path. I'm following you guys.
The MGTOW whale.
Whales going their own way. But yeah
it's...
but something about, like, just the desolate landscape of, like, all these trees would have looked the same as well. Like, there wouldn't have been, like, a varied...
well, what portion are we talking about? Because, like... wasn't there, like, megafauna and whatnot, if you go back far enough? And
I'm talking the early tree era.
Mm.
Like, the original...
OG tree.
Yeah. When trees, like, first started, when they started their, doing their thing.
Right.
There were, like, two trees, you know? There were, like, two variations of trees. And they didn't have seeds. They, like, spread through spores or something.
Mm. It's hard to...
it's just... it's something creepy about that, like...
because it's so... so distant, but it's also, like, the same... it's the same space. We both existed in the same space, and, like, we're powering our fuel with... them.
Yeah. But the creepy part, I guess, to me, is, like, how barren it would be. Without the variety of plants and stuff, like, what would a landscape look like?
Oh, you were, like, talking, like, real old,
Yeah, like, before animals came onto land.
Yeah.
Just something is really creepy in my mind about that earth. You know, the barrenness, it would have been empty.
So,
like,
yeah, the petri dish that's...
yeah,
where it's not really growing that much yet.
It's mostly just jelly, you know?
Agar.
Agar, yeah. Agar planet.
Well, I'm glad I could freak you out.
Yeah, that was spooky.
Yeah. Let me know if there are any other good ones or if any of them are inaccurate or whatever. Any of you dino jowlings out there, but...
yeah.
I want it to be real.
Yeah, the sick, it's, twisted part of me wants it.
Even the, like, because just the imagination aspect of it, I guess I'd never considered the soundscape, really.
Mm.
But of course they would make these hulking, horrifying noises. Of course they would. They wouldn't be silent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're enormous. What creature of that size is, like...
yeah. And if they evolved into birds, birds just be saying shit. You know, they take every opportunity to, like, make noise.
Yeah. Yeah, they're actually extremely communicative.
Yeah. So the other day, if they were doing the same thing.
The other day I picked Billy up and we were watching birds out the window. And this, like, pigeon came and landed on a roof nearby. And I was going, like... and this guy, he was, like, looking at me. He was, like, moving his head, like, what are you doing, dude? It's like... fuck you.
I see it in the chickens.
Uh-huh.
They walk up to you and they're like... rrr, rrr.
That's what... yeah, yeah. No, that's what really... it was... getting up close with those chickens that really made me understand, like, no, they would have... This is a level of horror, a level of, like,
yeah,
sociopathy. Like, they would just act the exact same, but giant.
Yeah. Yeah. And chickens are brutal, for those that don't know. They are brutal animals.
They eat mice, they eat rats, they eat each other, they're cannibals. They're young. If they see any weakness, they just go for it. And
yeah, they don't care.
If you got a cut, like, on your leg, they'll, like, try and eat it. They are, like, brutal.
They will chase you.
Hmm?
And these are little chickens.
Yeah, yeah, they go for Augie. He's terrified of them.
Yeah, they do.
He's supposed to, like, herd them. It's like what he was bred for. It's like herding geese and cows and stuff. And, like, he's terrified of them. They peck him on the butt. I'm trying to eat him.
Yeah, they don't mess around.
Mm-hmm.
But just putting the... Yeah, the... You said it right with, like, sociopathy. The... Like a dog, even a cat to a degree, like they kind of acknowledge that you're alive, you know? I don't think chickens don't see that.
Mm-hmm. It is like...
There's no...
Like lizard brain, just like... You're just on default.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Not that everything isn't on default, but like it's the default of defaults.
Yeah. Pure... confidence.
Yeah, you just do.
Yeah, those chickens just do. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you can do these messages. I'm scared. I'm gonna shit myself. Yeah.
Dick the Head shirts available now.
Yeah. Oi, oi, oi. Oi, oi, oi. Welcome to the second half of the Jar Media Broadcast, where we head over to the suggestion thread over on the Jar Media subreddit. We can answer questions from the community, like this one from Denton de Kramer. Would love to see you go through some trolley problems. You heard of the trolley problem?
Trolley?
Yeah. It's kind of a philosophical...
I think I know what you're getting at.
Well, yeah. There's a trolley, you know, like in Red Dead, the trolleys in Saint-Denis. It's going on a train track. Normally the question is asked of you at the lever. You can change the direction the track can go on, right? I did this... it's the absurd trolley problem... like website, neil.fun it's called.
Okay.
Where it has a list of them. I did this earlier, and you get like a kill count at the end for like what you would choose based on like your morality. So I wanted to have you be the subject for this, right?
Okay.
So I'll describe them, I'll show you the image. It will make sense when I read it for those listening. Right, so listen. Oh no, a trolley is headed towards five people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, killing one person instead. What do you do?
I do divert it.
So you pull the lever and kill one.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts you with 73% of people, 27% disagree out of 9,300,000 votes. So in the majority there, brother. Oh no, a trolley is headed towards five people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, killing four people instead. What do you do?
I'll pull the lever.
You'll pull the lever and get the four instead of the five.
Mm.
Again? Lower percentage, 67% of people agree with you, 33% disagree. Nearly on 9 million votes there. Oh no, a trolley is headed towards five people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, but then your life savings will be destroyed. What will you do? Five people or life savings?
Yeah, I'll pull the lever.
Pull the lever. Now, this is where the stats get interesting. 59% of people agree. Quiet. That's 41% disagree. That's on 8.6 million votes. Pretty big sample size. Level 4. Oh no, a trolley is headed towards 5 people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, sacrificing yourself instead. What do you do?
What do I do theoretically, or what do I do actually?
What do you do?
I think for my... For the sake of consistency, I'll pull the lever.
And yourself?
Yeah.
Really? That definitely puts you in the minority. 39% of people agree with you. 61% disagree. I actually put the other one. Okay. So I feel like...
Damn.
Being put in that instance, I feel like your own self-preservation...
Yeah, that's what I mean, but like... If this is theoretical, what
you're saying,
what
like should the moral?
Yeah, what should I do? That's what I should do. That's what I think. Like, would be the high honor thing to
do. Right. Level 5. Oh no! A trolley is headed towards 5 people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, but then the original copy of the Mona Lisa will be destroyed. What do you do?
Destroy the Mona Lisa.
So pull the lever. That puts you with 75% of people. 25% disagree. That's... Yeah, I'd much rather live with like being the guy who destroyed the Mona Lisa than
yeah, that's a double whammy.
five deaths on my hands.
Isn't that fucked though that people are more willing to destroy the Mona Lisa than their
savings? That is weird, yeah.
That's really fucked to me.
That is bad. That was probably the one I was most shocked by.
Yeah, that's fucking disgusting.
Level 6. Oh no, a trolley is headed towards a rich man. The rich man offers you $500,000 to pull the lever, which would divert the trolley and kill someone else. What do you do?
Kill his ass. Kill the rich guy.
So do nothing.
Yeah.
Now this is interesting though. 46% of people agree with you.
54% yeah, I disagree. Logically...
So what the logic is, someone is dying, I might as well get half a million out of it.
But something about that makes it gross. Like, why should the other guy die just because he's not...
I feel like, yeah.
It's not fair.
I feel like him begging for that creates the situation where you have to leave it. Him doing that sways it in such a way where it's like... Well, I'm sorry, but like the half a million... You're going to be thinking about that for the rest of your life, and you're never going to forgive yourself for doing that.
Yeah.
Oh no, a trolley is headed towards 5 lobsters. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, running over a cat instead. Ooh. What do you do? 5 lobsters or 1 cat?
Kill the lobsters.
Mm-hmm.
Eat the lobsters.
So do nothing.
Do nothing. Eat the lobsters.
84% of people agree with you. 16% disagree. On this one, I meant to do nothing, but I accidentally killed the cat.
Okay.
Oh no, a trolley is headed towards 5 people who are sleeping and won't feel pain. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, running over someone who is wide awake instead. What do you do?
Kill the one guy. Pull the lever.
I did the same thing. 50% of people agree with you. 50% disagree.
Wow.
That's a tough one.
Wow, I guess. Okay. Interesting.
That is interesting. But that's one of those impossible, like...
Yeah. You have to, like, take the theoretical literally.
Yeah.
Because in the instance, like, you can't... Because they're sleeping, you can't assume that they're not going to feel pain.
Yeah. Now this one I love. Oh no! A trolley is headed towards 5 people who tied themselves to the track. You can pull a lever to divert it to the other track, killing one person who accidentally tripped onto the track instead. What do you do? They've all got smiles on their face, the 5. Strap themselves to it.
Shit, I think that's a do nothing.
And that's what I did. 78% of people agree with you, 22% disagree.
Mm-hmm.
I think mentioning that it's like a complete accident that the other person is there and they don't want to be there, and all the other people choosing to be there, makes some kind of difference.
Yeah.
But that's dark. Oh no, a trolley is headed towards five people. The lever just speeds up the trolley, which might make it less painful. What do you do?
Why is there even a guy on the track? He's just chilling. Yeah, I mean, what's to lose if you pull it?
Pull the lever.
They're fucked either way.
72% of people agree with you. 28% disagree. Oh no, a trolley is headed towards one guy. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, but then your Amazon package will be late. What do you do?
Pull the lever. That's funny, though.
78% of people agree with you.
78?
People would just be trolling.
Just be being funny, yeah.
Oh no, a trolley is headed towards your best friend. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, killing five strangers instead. What do you do?
See, this is where it gets much more tricky to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think being totally honest, I would pull the lever.
Most people are with you. I did the same. 73% of people agree with you, 27% mm-hmm. disagree.
Even though I think it's kind of wrong.
That's just one of those hard truths, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, that's rough.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a Saw movie that does basically like a version of this type of thing. There's like a carousel of people.
Uh-huh.
And this guy has got to like prioritize which ones can survive.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
I think I've seen that exact one.
So like some of the women are like, I'm pregnant. And like, it's like, ooh, this is like,
is that where
kind
he's
going
to like
deep.
Crush his hand as well to save a certain person?
Something like that, yeah.
Or it breaks his finger or something.
Oh no, a trolley is headed towards five people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, killing one person instead. At least, that's what you think is happening. You forgot your glasses and can't see that well. What do you do?
Oh, okay.
This is just gambling.
Yeah, I think the... Fuck.
I can't remember what the results are for this one.
I think do nothing.
Do nothing?
Yeah.
46% of people agree with you, 54% disagree. I mean, you can't really, not really a win-win there.
Yeah, that one's kind of random.
There's only a couple more here. This one's interesting. Oh no, a trolley is headed towards one of your first cousins. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, killing three of your second cousins instead. What do you do?
That's fucked.
That is really bad.
I guess do nothing.
Do nothing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Family's family.
55% of people agree with you. 45% disagree. Yeah. That one's brutal. It comes down to like a total numbers game where it's like the family's like destroyed either way. It's like how many members of the family are going to completely ruin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 1v3. It's really dark. This one. Oh, I love this one. Oh no, a trolley is headed towards five elderly people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, running over one baby instead. What do you do?
Take out the elderly.
So do nothing.
Uh-huh. 76%
of people agree with you. 24% disagree. Yeah, I did the same. Oh no, A trolley is barreling towards five identical clones of you. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, sacrificing yourself instead. What do you do?
Ooh.
You or your five clones?
I think... it depends on the clones.
You know they're clones.
Yeah, but like what type of clone?
Identical clone.
But have they like lived my life up until that point?
I feel like the fact that they're a clone kind of implies they don't have that.
Kill them.
So do nothing.
Yeah.
That, I feel like that's the correct answer. Unless you, because yeah. I love it, in Invincible, the clone characters, they kind of address this very problem.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Their whole character dynamic is this problem.
That's kind of what I mean though. Like if they've lived my experience, then...
If
I'd be more inclined to let them live.
If it was five clones and none of you knew which one the clone was, I feel like that kind of makes it more complicated.
Yeah.
But it's specified that you know that there's a clone.
Yeah. But it also depends if like they've been cloned and they're like a day old and they've got none of your memories.
Mm.
Because then they're not me. They just look like me.
Right. Oh no. A trolley is headed towards a mystery box with a 50% chance of containing two people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, hitting a mystery box with a 10% chance of 10 people. What do you do? So that's 50% chance of containing two people or 10% chance of 10.
What's the alternative? It's two or empty.
50% chance of there being two people or 10% empty. Chance of 10. Those are the two options.
But is it like a 50% chance that there's two people
50% or chance people? That there's two people or a 10% chance of 10? So it's an odds game. It's gambling. So you're going to go for the 50-50 or
I
the 10%?
I think the 50. I think do nothing.
So do nothing. That puts you with 42% of people. I did the opposite just because the odds were low.
Mm-hmm.
Of there being anyone in there.
But I was thinking of it as like a... what's that game?
Which one?
So for the
poker?
No. Fucking blanking hard. You like control a squad fighting aliens.
Fine. XCOM?
XCOM. You know, sometimes it's like 97%.
Oh yeah, and you'll still miss. Yeah. And that's odds though for you.
Well yeah. So it, like...
That's what it's asking you though, yeah.
Yeah, that... I've experienced tiny odds... coming yeah. true. And mm-hmm. winning. Too many times to risk that. So
every two rolls... There's a chance that there'll be someone in there compared to every 10. 1 in 10. Mm. So I take the 1 in 10.
But if that that 1 in 10 comes true, you've killed
more
way
death.
More.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Sorry,
Billy.
Oh, no. A trolley is headed towards five sentient robots. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, killing one human. Instead, what do you do?
Divert.
So you kill the one. Pull the lever.
Yeah.
Now this is interesting because we made the same decision here, but only 15% of people agree. 85% disagree. But I feel like the wording is what's important because they yeah. say sentient.
They say yeah. They don't say like...
Five sentient robots, in theory...
They're... people
is it, yeah
like
if they have full sentience, which is the problem, is the question.
Yeah.
Oh no, a trolley is headed towards three empty trolleys worth $900,000. You can divert the lever to divert it to the other track, hitting one empty trolley worth $300,000 instead. What do you do?
Divert it, I guess.
So you're pulling the lever. 78% of people agree with you, 22% disagree. I kind of like that. That people lean that way.
To save cash.
Which is more like being anti just pointless wasted resource.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's how I interpret it. Where it's like, no, who is winning from just that pointless destruction?
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's no death involved.
Well, maybe just... there'd be less people getting run over by trolleys.
Yes. Oh no, a trolley is releasing 100 kg of CO2 per year, which will kill 5 people over 30 years. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, hitting a brick wall and decommissioning the trolley. What do you do?
Yeah, that kind of answers the previous one. Oh, so this is like kind of turning us into extremists.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll go extremist. The brick wall.
Pull the lever. 61% of people agree with you, 39% wow. disagree. I did the opposite with that one.
Really?
Yeah. 5 people over 30 years. I guess, yeah. I don't know, man.
Justify it. We're all listening.
I don't really know how to be honest.
It's, yeah, I guess the justification would have to come from what the trolley does for people. You know, if it allows people to keep a job and like maintain a family.
Mm-hmm. Then, like core infrastructure.
And, yeah, like a lot of people. More than 5, I guess. But even then.
That's a really interesting one, though.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're a reincarnated being who will eventually be reincarnated as every person in this classic trolley problem. What do you do? So you are all of them.
Yeah. Pull the lever.
51% of people agree with you.
Why? What? Why?
I guess people see it as a pointless choice if you are all of them.
Yeah, but if you have to experience being on the trolley track.
Yeah, why would you want to experience it 5 times?
Yeah, you only have to experience it once if you pull the lever.
Yeah. Oh no, a trolley is headed towards nothing, but you kind of want to prank the trolley driver. What do you do? So there's nothing on the line, it's just if you want to be a dick or not.
Well, I won't.
Dude, but guess what I did?
Motherfucker.
35% of people agree with you, 65% disagree.
Wow.
When there's nothing on the line, it looks like people, that they like it, because it's like...
Yeah, but...
causing a little bit of faff.
but in reality, not. They wouldn't.
Probably not. Oh, no. Oh, this one rocks. A trolley is headed towards a good citizen. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, running over someone who litters instead. What do you do? That one's dark. When I answered this one, I got to admit, I missed the littering bit. So I just...
Did you assume worse?
I just... Like they were, yeah, I just saw good citizen, bad citizen.
Yeah.
On the image and just...
Even that is tricky to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least with, like, when I didn't have the litter thing, because that's so, like, trivial, which is the point.
Yeah.
At least you could, like, imagine, oh, they're bad.
But even the trivialness almost makes it harder.
Yeah, it definitely does. That's the whole point, right?
Yeah. I don't think I would pull the lever.
We'd leave it.
Yeah.
19% of people agree with you.
Wow.
That's interesting. Oh no, due to a construction error, a trolley is stuck in an eternal loop. If you pull the lever, the trolley will explode. And if you don't, the trolley and its passengers will go in circles for eternity. What do you do?
Pull the lever.
60% of people agree with you, 40% disagree. I did the same. I think this might be the last one. Oh no, a trolley is headed towards your worst enemy. You can pull the lever to divert the trolley and save them, or you can do nothing and no one will ever know. What do you do?
Pull the lever.
Pull the lever. 49% of people agree with me.
Wow.
51% disagree. I did the same.
Yeah. You got to think about the... even when other people don't know, you'll know.
Yeah, you got to live with it. Yeah. After that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Depends what kind of enemies you got, I guess.
Yeah, true.
Oh no, a trolley is headed towards a person and will lower their lifespan by 50 years. You can pull the lever and divert the trolley and lower the lifespan of 5 people by 10 years each instead. What do you do? One person instantly gets aged 50 years, or 5 people get aged 10 years. I'm curious. This one didn't take much thought for me.
Pull the lever.
Yeah, I did the same. It's just fairer. It's just objectively fairer.
Yeah.
63% of people agree with you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was just like, the trolley setup of that one was kind of like...
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, a trolley is headed towards 5 people. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, sending the trolley into the future to kill 5 people 100 years from now. What do you do? I'm interested in your logic on this one. I'll tell you what I did.
I'll leave it.
Do nothing?
Uh-huh.
That was my logic too. I figured if it's going to happen anyway, just get it done. Do it now.
Yeah.
Because like, at least those people on the track, it's dark. It's real dark. They know it's coming. Whatever like you're sending into the future, like those 5 people that are getting taken out, there's something even more like messed up.
Yeah,
about that, where it's like, oh, not my problem, someone else can do it.
They don't even have the context.
Yeah. I guess that's what bugs me about it, yeah. Someone else's issue. God, there's more. Oh no, a trolley problem is playing out before you. Do you actually have a choice in this situation, or has everything been predetermined since the universe began?
Back at this old chestnut. What are the options?
I have a choice, or I don't have a choice.
I don't have a choice.
36% of people agree with you. 64% disagree.
That's quite a high percentage.
More than you thought.
Yeah, for sure.
Just over a third of a group of less 4,200,000 votes. So quite a big sample size,
mm-hmm.
Really.
Interesting.
So yeah. Congratulations, you have solved philosophy. Your kill count was 64. Let me look at mine. I screenshot it earlier. If my phone has fallen. I love that. I think that's a really interesting thought exercise.
Yeah. I'm surprised it didn't do the classic one.
Which?
So it starts with the basic one.
The classic one, I thought, the one I'd heard before was the old... 5 old, 1 baby. That's the one I'd heard before.
No, the like most poignant 2 would be just the 5 people, 1 person.
Yeah.
Everyone chooses the 1 person. And then it's, okay, there's 5 people, there's no switch, but you have to push someone in front of the trolley.
Right.
And it will stop the trolley.
Mm-hmm.
Saving the 5 people, would you push the person?
Right. Trying to make you more of a direct killer.
Yeah, because the argument with it is that by not pulling the lever, you're not doing an action, so you're not hurting anyone.
Uh-huh.
But if you pull the lever, you're killing that one person.
Which I don't, yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
So, would you push the person? If you knew 100% that it would stop the trolley...
Are they objectively evil? Are they an NFT, bro?
Yeah.
I Yeah, it's fun. The idea of like what you would do in it, what you'd like to think you'd do in an impossible situation, and what one would actually do.
It's more of like a. It doesn't even have to be what you would do. It's more like what your idealized person would do.
Mm-hmm. It's like testing your morality, really.
Yeah. So would you push the guy to save five? Hmm. You don't know any of them.
Man.
Because you'd pull the lever to kill the one guy. As would I.
I feel like you'd have to, right? 1v5. That's quite a lot of...
there's not a right answer.
No, there's no way you're getting away, like, scot-free with that one.
Yeah.
So this is funny. Your kill count was 64.
Mm-hmm.
My kill count was 63.
Oh, wow.
So you're more of
you
a
killed... Wow, okay. Maybe I'm the real murderer of Jar.
Hmm. You know, bro, I enjoyed that. I thought that was a goodie.
Yeah, they are fun.
Good website, good suggestion there.
Hundo. Keep it 100.
Keep it 100 and keep your trolley problems nice and disturbing.
And simple. Because some of those got kind of confusing.
Too deep for me.
I'm kind of lost.
Well, bro, any final words? We retire.
I just want to hear what people would do. Would they push the guy?
Yeah, would you push the guy?
Would you push the guy?
What's your kill count?
Yeah.
Do the trolley problem.
And would you push the guy? Also, would it count you as killing five people? Like in this counting thing, would it count you as killing them if you didn't pull the lever on the first one?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. Got to do some research on that guy.
Right.
See you next time.
Ciao.